The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them in another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. I think our readings together give us some sense of human existence, the human heart, as an idol-making factory. Wade pointed out to me this morning just how silly Aaron's response is here, so I'd like to repeat it again so that you can hear it, so that we can make fun of it together, okay? So this is when Moses asks him, what happened down here, right? And he says, so I told them, I told the people, let anyone who has gold jewelry take it off. They gave it to me, and I threw it in the fire, and this calf came out, right? We kind of missed that. This calf came out, okay? Well, I mean, I guess it's part of the reason why they're so excited, right? This calf came out. So this calf must be the one who led us out of... I mean, it's insane, right? It's absolutely insane. But I think it is equally insane for us to put our trust and our love and our obedience in something other than the one true God. And we think that we're advanced people, right? Modern people, we know better. We don't worship calves, right? This is crazy. But think about the things that we do worship. Think about the things that consume your mental and emotional resources. What do you think about all the time? What do you orient your lives around? Like what do you change your life around for, right? All that kind of stuff. Those are all idols. And they're just as silly as Aaron throwing gold into the fire and a calf coming out. Because to trust in, say, material prosperity, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. When we get to this level, like security and, I'm going to feel good. Constantly giving our power as humans over to inanimate objects, or false idols, the pursuit of power and prestige, pleasure, and the rest. So, and I think here in the gospel, then we see what it is to have faith in Jesus. We see what it is to have true faith in God, that Jesus allows us to have because He's given us His heart of love and trust and obedience in His Heavenly Father. And it's like a mustard seed. Okay, so tiny, tiny, tiny. And because it has to be tiny, right? In the sense that all these things that, all these false gods, all these idols that that gain our attention are big and flashy and, yeah, we can solve all your problems, right? Just trust us, yeah, you know. And here, God, it's like, no, God is big, but our faith is small. And the kingdom of heaven doesn't work like the things of the world. It works in God's way, in God's time, and the rest. So we have to give up on the allure of idols and invest ourselves, bury ourselves in smallness in God. We are creatures of the Creator, creatures very, very small and insignificant, right? We're like little ants on this, not even marble. You know, like we're in the middle of the galaxy, right? We're We're like nothing, insignificant. And yet that very smallness and our ability to say, appreciate that for what it is, to come to terms with our smallness and even insignificance, allows us to give ourselves over to the greatness of God. And when we give ourselves over to the greatness of God, then the mustard seed turns into the bush in which all the birds can nest and live, right, and say stay. So here it is, and the yeast, right? The yeast is terribly insignificant, except that it has a tremendous objective, right? There's this great purpose for the yeast to be leaven. But again, it's about accepting that for ourselves and investing ourselves then totally in God. When we do, we will find that we not only do we flourish, but the plan of God will be carried forward to our day, right? So we might all have plans and dreams and desires and even, say, solutions for the way to fix our broken world and all this kind of thing. None of that matters. What matters is loving, trusting, and obeying God. Anything else is an idol, right? And we're very quick to make them. Loving, trusting, and obeying God is what moves his plan forward, not only for us, but for his entire world. It grows up in us the fruit of which other people can be nourished, of love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, faithfulness, and self-control, so that we might nourish the people around us. Right? It's God, it's his plan, it's his way. Let's give up on the rest so that we can live fully and freely in the great love that God has for us.